Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing very well. I'm going to see you later on today as my kid's fourth grade team is playing in Hoops Fest. Tell our listeners what Hoops Fest is all about.
Absolutely. It's an interactive basketball experience that takes place down at Jenison Fieldhouse. And essentially what we do is we have a bunch of skills challenges and fun different games like a three-point shooting contest, a skills challenge zone, a hit the spot game where you try to hit a spot, you hit certain spots within a minute on a court. We've got a slam dunk area, full court shot. It's really just a fun recreational area where kids and adults can come down, have a good time, enjoy themselves, and be active for a while. We kind of play off of the, we do this in partnership with the MHSAA, and what we do essentially is while the basketball finals and semifinals are going on at Breslin, these events take place over at Jenison. So the two are kind of married together and play off one another. But we certainly involve the community as well that is at large in the community. And then we also draw on folks from outside of our area that are coming in for the basketball championship. So it's a really fun event.
How many people will take part in Hoops Fest?
Thousands. Thousands participate in Hoops Fest. It's just an incredible experience. We actually had our best. Thursdays are typically a little slower. Families are nearing the end of the week here in the Lansing area, so we don't get a lot of families out typically. And then we normally have the C&D schools, which are a little bit smaller schools, playing on Thursday. So the attendance is normally good, but not our biggest day. We had our biggest Thursday ever yesterday, and we're extremely excited about that. And we just think it's a sign of things to come the next 2 days. We're very excited of how this year is going so far.
And what's the cost to partake to get in the doors at Hoops Fest?
Well, if you have an MHSA basketball finals or semifinals ticket over at the Breslin Center, you just show us your ticket and you slide right in for free. If not, it's just $2 to come in, and that's unlimited fun. You can stay as long as you like. We're open from 2 to 7 today and 10 to 7 tomorrow. So if you get in there 10 o'clock in the morning and the kids are having a riot, you can stay as long as you like.
And if people want more information about Hoops Fest 2011, how do they get that?
They can log on to LansingSports.org, and right on our homepage at LansingSports.org will be a click-through for Marks Magic Hoop Fest. And all the information, hours, some game venues, and whatever they need will be right on that website.
And Michael Price is the Executive Director for the Greater Lansing Sports Authority. Thanks, Mike.
Hey, thanks so much.